Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette City Council approves nuisance ordinance. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council approved updates to the city's nuisance ordinance on Tuesday night following debate among council members and public comments from residents. The ordinance passed on a 4-2 vote during its third and final reading. Council members Jack Clary, Tim Karsrud, Nathan McLeland, and Heidi Gross voted in favor, while Chris Smith and Jim West voted against the measure. Mayor Shea Lundvall was absent. The changes update portions of the Chapter 13 City Code, including new timelines and escalating fines for repeat nuisance violations. Under the new structure, first-time violations would allow residents 2 weeks to correct issues, while repeat offenses could face quicker enforcement and fines up to $750 per day. The ordinance also lowers the maximum allowed grass height from 12 inches to 10 inches and shortens the time frame for damaged vehicles with broken windshields to be addressed. Before the final vote, the council approved an amendment changing the wording in the ordinance from cracked windshields to shattered windshields, clarifying that the rule applies only to significantly damaged glass.
On the first reading, Councilman Karsrud had a suggestion for some clarity in the specific nuisance section when it came to the concept of a broken windshield or a broken window. So the change that has been proposed is removing the word broken and inserting the word shattered. So that way you would avoid some ambiguity on whether a crack in a windshield would suffice, which it would not. You would need something broken and in pieces, essentially.
Councilman West expressed concerns over how nuisance violations are identified, while Councilman Chris Smith argued the ordinance goes too far and infringes on private property rights.
I think it wholly violates the spirit of what America is that we have ownership of property and that we can do with said property as we so choose. And when a neighbor gets to have more authority over my property, then I don't really own that property.
City officials say the changes are intended to improve enforcement consistency and address ongoing nuisance complaints throughout the community. BWXT announces first customer for planned Gillette nuclear fuel plant. Wyoming's planned nuclear fuel facility in Gillette has already landed its first customer even before construction begins. According to Cowboy State Daily, BWX Technologies announced this week that California-based Carowas Power plans to purchase TRISO nuclear fuel from the proposed Gillette plant once it becomes operational. The announcement came during the Wyoming Energy Authority's Next Frontier Energy Summit in Laramie. Last year, Wyoming awarded BWXT $100 million to help support construction of the roughly $500 million fuel fabrication facility. The plant is expected to break ground around 2028 and begin operations in 2030 or 2031. State officials say the new agreement is an encouraging sign that demand for Wyoming-produced nuclear fuel is already growing. Wyoming Energy Authority Executive Director Bob Crager says the state originally expected BWXT would mainly produce fuel for its own projects, but adding outside customers like Kairos strengthens confidence in the investment. BWXT officials say the Gillette facility would initially employ about 200 workers, with the potential for significant long-term growth and additional businesses tied to the nuclear supply chain. The company is still working through site selection and permitting in the Gillette area while finalizing contracts with the state. Supporters say the project could help position Wyoming as a major player in the future of advanced nuclear energy and next-generation power production. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.